let's talk about trendsetters. Everybody know what trendsetter. Everybody in their neighborhood got somebody that set some type of trend. Or somebody. Just know you are the reason why somebody's doing the things that they're doing. Like for me, I'm secretly the reason why a lot of people make music. And people gonna say, no, bro, man, you just talking. Nah, they'll tell you this. I'm the reason why they make music. And it probably, 9 times out of 10, it's a person who no longer fucks with me, who's like, you know what I'm saying? Got some type of, you know what's crazy? I really be asking, like, bro, why do people be, what you be hating on me for, bro? What you mad? Why you mad, bro? And 9 times out of 10, it's about a woman. It's about a woman. I'll be like, bro, really? You better than this, dog. It's crazy if you can fall out with your homeboy or whatever you do, you feel me, over a woman. Anyway, I just want to make this video because I ain't make, I keep on saying video, bro. Excuse the look at me. I just want to make this podcast. Let's just wait until I sober up and do this podcast real quick. Speak on the topic because people be like, oh, bro, don't forget about your hood. Where you made it. You know what I'm saying? But it seemed like ever since I went to prison and came back, my hood don't forgot about me. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I'm not no regular average dude. You know what I'm saying? I ain't bragging or putting myself on the pedestal, but put me in a room with 10 other niggas. Spend 3 hours speaking to each one. When by the time you come to me, you'll forget. You feel me? You'll forget about the other seven. Like, you know what I'm saying? You'll forget about it. You move on, man. Fuck. Why is you eat? Because, one, I ain't no follower. A lot of people out here who I didn't eat followers. They doing it because somebody they look up to was doing it. Me, on the other hand, different. I ain't gonna get into that right now on this episode, this segment, but I might get into it. I ain't no telling. But really, but I give credit when it's due. You got to give credit when it's due. Because if you're not, you're just showing how much of a fuck nigga you is. You know what I'm saying? It's just facts. That's just facts, you know? Yeah, that's facts. That's just facts. You show your character, bro. Like, can't be the type to not give credit when it's due. Because that's just so your true colors. Nah. Back to what I was saying, right? I'm only doing this podcasting thing right now to keep busy. But also, you know, I'm an artist. So I speak. Speaking is nothing for me. You know what I'm saying? I made this podcast to reach out to people, speak on certain topics that most people ain't gonna talk about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, most niggas ain't gonna talk about how most of these rappers these days literally all sound the fucking same. They all sound the same. They all, it ain't no new shit. It's no variety of different type of artists. They all sound the same. They all doing the same shit. It's like, bro, y'all boring and shit. Lame. Since we talking about hood, know a lot of there's a couple artists doing shit. Nah, I ain't gonna lie.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying? We can do better. We literally on the map, map type shit. Like, that was my thing. I was gonna put, you feel me? I'm putting on for where I was at that time. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of that was gonna be put on the map because of me. Boom, fuck around, go out the road, go to prison, mess up some plans. My thing is, why do people just feel like I'm not gonna bounce back? Like, y'all think I'm just gonna let y'all take that? Yeah, y'all had that. No, you know why? Because I make real music, bro. I make real music. You heard? Facts, man. Hey, my garbage music is better than half of these niggas' best music. And I'm not even bragging. Like, what? Why should I even brag? I'm talking like, bro. My nigga be ready to kill you, cause they ready to kill you. You tell an artist, hey, bro, this shit trash. Like, you feel me? Well, I'm better than you or something. They ready to kill. I'm like, bro, just vibe, bro. This is not no real, even no street beef, bro. You only mad cause I told you you ass and you garbage. Now you want to, now you talking about slop, bro. Like, damn, bro. Like, if it's a smoke, if you got smoke with a nigga. And it's not on no street shit, and it's on some industry music shit. I'm talking about clapping the nigga because of that. You lame as fuck, you was not really from the street. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm like, there's certain niggas who done really dissed me on, like, I go back and this time, like, hold on, I think this nigga was sneak dissing me, bruh. Like, really, they don't want that type of smoke. They really don't. I'm telling you, bro. I be like, bro, I can make y'all niggas never pick up a mic again, bro, on everything. I'll make y'all drop the mic and want to come find me. I ain't on this, bro. You know what I'm saying? But I will kill one of you, but not on no dumb shit. Y'all niggas be ready to kill over hoes. Over dumb shit. Like, bro, y'all ain't retarded. It doesn't make sense. Y'all don't be making no type of sense. And I ain't saying that I'm better than anybody. Because I'm not. I'm not. You know what I'm saying? I'm not better. I'm not the perfect. I'm not the best person. You know what I'm saying? I done did things. But I know where I messed up at, and I can address my fuck ups and my wrongs. You know what I'm saying? And nah. Now, you know what I'm saying? I'm on a different wave. But people think because you change or you're in a different wave that you can't pop the top off their neck. Like, people be thinking, oh, people change. Yeah, but people still fuck you up, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, show respect. That's a big thing. And no matter what type of game you in, respect, bro. Respect will take you a long way.